Chapter 18, Pattern or Life. Once, Lyria and her disciples were going on a hike. Prajna invited them to the ancient place of power, where an ancient observatory was located high in the mountains. Angela, Ruslan's girlfriend, brought her grandfather. He was a sick old man of about 70, with a completely gray beard and hair. There was something refined and spiritual in his face, weary from old age and illness. The monk's robe and the staff with which the righteous are usually portrayed seemed to suit him well.
"I want to go hiking with you," he said, turning to Lyria with an anguished face.
"Grandfather, it's a hard trek across the mountains," she replied softly, worried about his health.
"Yes, I know," he replied in a creaky, aged voice. "Angela told me, but I want to see Prajna. I want to know the truth."
There was in his tone an unquenchable thirst for knowledge, mixed with a longing for the lost time and wasted youth. With a pleading glance at the tutor, he explained,
"I am old now. I have not long time to live, but I regret that I have lived my life so miserably. And now I want only one thing, to know what I have lived for. What is the meaning of this life? This may be my last chance, and I beg you, take me with you."
Lyria looked at the old man sympathetically and said,
"Well, all right, let's go. I think the boys will help you carry your things."
The day of the hike came. The disciples and their tutor drove their cars to the beginning of the trail and followed it into the mountains. The old man, who asked to be called Ivanich, walked with great difficulty, panting now and then, often stopping for a break. However, his eyes showed great persistence and a decision. It was better to die than to retreat. In order not to tire the old man, Lyria took a break at every beautiful place, keeping her students busy with various practices. When they were drinking herbal tea by the fire, the old man started to talk and began to tell about himself.
"You know, all my life I wanted to go hiking, to be in the woods, but I kept putting it off. I had to finish university, get married, raise my children, earn money for an apartment, buy a country house, a car, and raise grandchildren. And then I reached retirement. It seems that I had time, but my health was gone. I didn't have the strength to do what I wanted to do. But now I'm happy that I went after all. And even though I can't enjoy hiking like all of you because of my health, it's better than dying on the couch. How happy you are that you don't put anything off for later, but live life the way you want to live it. Later will never come. There is only now. Later means I'm sick and old, that can't do anything anymore, and getting ready to die. Don't postpone life. Live now. There is nothing ahead."
The old man's reverent story impressed the students. They tried to support him in every possible way, but at the same time, they felt the transience of time and the necessity to live in the moment, here and now. The travelers walked along flowery mountain meadows, crossed clear and turbulent streams. On the way, the sun shone tenderly and birds sang softly. Mountain eagles soared in the sky above the procession of disciples, and snow-white clouds sailed majestically by. But here, a marvelous mountain lake appeared before the travelers, and next to it spread out a flat plateau, above which, as if some fairy tale giant had stuck huge blocks of stone onto the ground, forming two circles, one inside the other. This was the ancient observatory. As they were looking at it, the disciples did not notice Prajna approaching them. They greeted her joyfully. The old man fell on his knees before her and wept. Prajna lifted him up and asked him what was the matter. Ivanich told her how he had lived a mediocre life, and now he did not know what to do.
"Here it is, a pernicious example of the devil's pattern," said Prajna, seating the old man beside her. The man was not living the life he wanted, not the way he wanted, not the way God had commanded him. He was imposed a program and made to think that it was his desire to graduate from university, then to get married, have children, work to buy a car, an apartment, a country house, and everything else. But university is useless. They don't teach anything really useful for real life. And it turned out that the man remained in ignorance and continued to suffer. And instead of traveling and hiking, he worked in two shifts, saving money for a furniture set like his neighbor had. But in 1 month, stopped noticing this furniture at all.
Yes, yes it was,
the old man nodded sadly.
But surely the forest was close by, and you could go there every day for mushrooms,
Prajna continued.
In fact, every person can realize this devil's pattern and see what he wants without imitating his neighbor. What are his true desires? And start to fulfill them without waiting for retirement, living here and now. You don't need to be rich and earn millions to enjoy life. Celebrate and dance right today, without any reason, without postponing or waiting. No one will give us happiness until we start to tune into it ourselves, until we find something and friends that make our heart content. You cannot learn this at university.
Ruslan raised his hand.
What do you want to say, my dear?
Prajna addressed him. You know, if people think about what they want to do, the first thing they will think of is bad habits. They will not want to go to the forest, but to drink, get stoned, eat, lie on the couch, and watch zombie TV.
You are right, Ruslan,
Prajna nodded regretfully.
Since childhood, society's templates and malicious programs have disfigured the human being, destroyed his essence, and a person needs to restore it. In the classes with Lyria, you learn to rejoice in the things that come from God. Nature, prayer, communication with light people. Until the pattern is destroyed, a person cannot realize what he really wants. There are exceptions, when especially strong personalities feel their purpose. But most people need cleansing from the corrosive influence of a sick society in order to find joy in what will be good for themselves and others.
People, this is the truth!
The old man cried out and fell on his knees and wept inconsolably.
Get up, old man,
Prajna said softly to him. Together with Lyria, they lifted him up and seated him on the trunk of the tree where he had been sitting before and embraced him on both sides.
Be appeased. What has distressed you so much?
Lyria asked.
I am old. My body is weak. I can't even be joyful and happy like I used to be. I'm in pain all the time. God didn't give me time to fix things. Why did he create old age and death? It is only at the end of life that a man realizes that he has lived his life for nothing,
the old man explained through his sobs.
But when he realizes this, he has no chance to change anything.
Don't worry, old man,
Prajna began to console him.
When a person is young, he is intoxicated with power. He is so full of energy, and, like a madman, he does not think about life. But with each passing year, his energy wanes, and he begins to sober up. It is old age and illness that allow a person to look at life realistically, to see it truthfully. And if a person does not brush aside this bitter truth, but comprehends it with his whole being, without trying to forget himself in wine or worries and excuses that he lives for the sake of his children, this understanding will pass with him into the next life.
Yes, you are wise, said the old man. I thought, What's the use? I live for my children. My parents lived for me. My children will live for their children. But who will just live, be happy, and enjoy life? If we all have been living for thousands of years just to raise our offspring while putting our own lives on hold.
You see, Ivanich, said Prajna, you have seen this truth. Yes, this is a part of the devil's matrix, when a person lives all the time for the sake of something else. Building communism, the triumph of Islam, future generations. But a person does not think about why he is here. Who is he really? What is his mission, except to be another step of the Tower of Babel? Yes, we are compelled to seek our bodies for food and shelter. But that doesn't mean we have to be limited to it. The meaning of life is to realize the truth, and, above all, to know oneself. God in oneself, Prajna said. Only this can bring eternal bliss to any human being.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.